Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. Have you noticed some believers seem to walk in the fullness of God's promised blessings on a continual basis, while others, who love Him no less, seem to struggle through life, never quite walking in the blessing they desire? The difference in these two groups can be summed up with these three words: listen and obey. Walking in God's blessing really is that simple. Yet, there are those who have never made the commitment to follow His instructions. So, are you intently listening for God to speak to you? And are you eager and ready to obey His Word? As you listen diligently to the voice of God and do what the Word tells you to do, blessings will overtake you. You see, understanding the difference between hearing and obeying God's Word is vital to life-changing transformation. In today's message, titled, Doing That Which Will Bless You, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to seek to diligently hear the voice of God and be quick to obey. Let's join in.
Be the doer of the word. The Bible says if we hear the word of God and we do it, we will be blessed in what we do. Can you turn your Bibles with me to the book of James chapter 1, and I'm reading verses 22 to 25. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. That's James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. So here the Bible is describing that there are deceived hearers, distracted hearers, do nothing hearers, and do the word hearer. Let me ask you a question. Which one are you? You have to answer it for yourself. Don't be a do-nothing hearer, my friend. Do-nothing hearers forget and do nothing about what they have heard. Do-nothing hearer is an absolute contradiction of even being a Christian. You know, the verse 25 describes a careless hearer and a careful hearer. The careful hearer doesn't want to miss anything. Not only does he listen carefully, but he applies it carefully. It's important to understand this. It's one thing to hear God's word, but until I begin to apply the instruction I hear, it's not going to bless me. If I don't apply, then I'm a very forgetful hearer. I'm a deceived hearer. I am a distracted hearer and do nothing hearer until I begin to listen intensely and make application in my life. Let the word of God abide in you richly. That's what the Bible says. Listen with intensity to hear what God is saying to you and do accordingly. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to do so. He doesn't say the person is going to be blessed who hears, but the person is going to be blessed who does what he hears. So be a doer of the word of God. He didn't say once you heard it, think about it. Once you heard it, consider it, pray about it. He said once you have been instructed, become a doer of the word. Hallelujah. Even the Old Testament saints understood this principle of being the doer of God's word. In a time of crisis, Isaac acted on the word of God and was blessed mightily. Bible says in Genesis chapter 26, I read from verse 1 to 3. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. That's Genesis chapter 26 verses 1 to 3. But let's see what Isaac did after hearing from God. So I jump on to verse 12. And this is what the Bible says. The same Genesis chapter 26 verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Incredible. The Bible says that Isaac was so mightily blessed that the king actually expelled him from his nation, because this one man had more prosperity than the entire nation did. Isaac faced a year famine, and because of that, people were not planting crops, but he heard a word from God and acted on it and received a 100-fold blessing. If you look at the biblical context here of what happened, famine hit and there is an economic idea. There is a survival idea that if famine hits in these ancient periods, you would always go to areas that most trades would be happening, places that you think you can prosper. Egypt in this particular context, so people were running down to Egypt. They were saying, what's the use? People just gave up and went to Egypt. Why? Because that's where trade would be happening. They would be less hit by the famine. Many people will be going there and a lot of activities will be taking place. The last place to be hit is in the global cities because they have so much finance and commerce going through them. If you remember the Bible story, that's what Isaac's father Abraham did one time when there was famine. He went to Egypt. Egypt at least had the Nile River and had an irrigated system where they irrigated all the land. So in fact, Egypt was nearly famine proof. Egypt was flourishing. And so the temptation straight away from Isaac's point of view is for his family, for all that he owns and all of his stewards. And he says the right thing to do is to pack all our things and go to Egypt. We will continue to grow and flourish there. Compared to the nations around, they were going to prosper if they had gone to Egypt anyway. And so there were a lot of people that during a year of famine just took off. They just took off and did whatever they have to do to be able to survive. And so there were people that left that land. There were people that let their fields lie idle. But the Lord intervened and said, stay in this foreign land. Stay in this Palestine territory. Stay where you are in Gerar, and I will bless you. That's the word Isaac got from the Lord. Friend, we all know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. God never wastes anything that you go through. He never wastes the suffering that you had. He never wastes the opinions and ideas that you have got. When we align with God's will, he instigates and uses them to the advantage of the kingdom. And instead of them being a problem and bitterness for you, they are going to become a sense of goodness for others. You will equip and elevate others through all this inspiration and motivation, doing it the right way. And so we see Isaac staying where God told him to stay. We see Isaac listening to the command of God and obeying God's instructions. He was going against the nature and culture within him. He did not lean on his own understanding. He went against the normal thing to do, which was to go to Egypt. You see, crisis can be a wonderful time for the person who is a believer and has a covenant with God, because everybody else is not sowing their fields. But it was a great time. Isaac got a word from God, and he did what God told him to do. What happened? he reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. I believe this is a word for someone. God is speaking to someone who is listening right now. You are thinking about transition. You are thinking about running into something new. Maybe you are thinking about running away from something old. It's a prophetic word right now that you need to seek the word of God. Isaac's time would have been the equivalent of what people are doing today. They are not seeking the will of the Lord. They are not asking what the Lord wants them to do. They are just reading the newspapers and listening to the news broadcast. Everything around you tells you the obvious thing you need to do is to push to the alternative. The world will say that's where you are going to survive. That's where you are going to flourish. That's where you are going to prosper. That's where you are going to maintain where you are at. They hear a friend did this and they are doing the same thing. Friend, are you running from something or running towards something? Are you running from troubles or you are running towards hope? If you are doing that, make sure you are doing it for the right reason. You need to figure out whether God is in the midst of that. You need to make sure you have heard from God and the Holy Spirit is leading you. God is commanding someone right now. There is someone on the eve of transition. You may be running from something, whether it's a job, place, or whatever it is. Make sure you have a command from God and be a doer of the word, so you will be blessed indeed. In Isaac's day, there were people that saw there was a hard time. There was famine, and so there was a panic. And they were going to Egypt. They were just giving up. They were letting their fears lay idle. But at that moment, a great opportunity arose for Isaac. He got a word from the Lord. God challenged him to stay exactly where he was. Is the Holy Spirit telling you to stay where you are right now? I'm asking you. While all the external feelings and all the external logic and rationale are telling you to go, God is saying stay, remain there, succeed in this place because there is something happening. There is something stirring in this season. Isaac stayed where he was told to stay. Are you staying? Or are you in a situation where God is telling you to run from something? Whatever you are hearing, make sure it's the leading of the Holy Spirit. God so often asks things that are almost illogical and irrational. God will call you to do something which is countercultural to what you are thinking or doing. You may be running from something right now, and you have got all the excuses and reasons why that is rational or sensible. But God is saying you have the tools to make a change. You are equipped with motivation and inspiration to be the very thing in the presence of the thing that isn't what you expect or wanted to be. And that's how God is challenging you right now. It was a great opportunity for Isaac. He got a word from the Lord. Did you know that the Lord doesn't just appear to everyone? I'm sure Isaac was so attentive and listening to God. You don't want to miss anything that God may be saying to you. Because God doesn't speak in riddles or he doesn't say anything unnecessary. He speaks the truth, and so be careful and listen to him. Be a careful listener. In this pandemic, ask God if he's got a specific thing to say to you. And I'm sure God has got a specific thing to say to you today. And if he does so, I surely want to hear it. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss anything God is telling me in this current crisis. And I will definitely be the doer of the word. If you have not received Christ as your personal savior, then what I'm saying to you right now is not going to work because you may not even hear his voice. The voice you are hearing now is just to be reconciled to Christ. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.